Following yesterday's rainfall, temperatures dropped below freezing last night, resulting in icy roadways across our area during the first part of the day. There was also plenty of fog around, and some of that locally dense fog lingered right through lunchtime, at least in patches. But for many of us, we had sunshine during the first part of the day. Clouds have increased coming in from the west as a weak upper-level disturbance enters the area. With that, we've also had a few spotty rain or snow showers, and there's the chance that some of these rain or snow showers will continue into the evening hours. Temperatures tonight will fall back into the 20s, so again, we'll have to monitor for some icy areas on roadways, though certainly it's not as damp today as it was yesterday, so I'm not expecting that to be a widespread issue. During the day tomorrow, a little bubble of high pressure will build in. I'm expecting a mixture of clouds and sunshine. There could be a few snow showers, mainly in the northern mountains, but overall it should be mainly dry tomorrow. Temperatures will be a bit cooler. Highs will be in the 30s to around 40 degrees. On Friday, another disturbance comes in from the west that could trigger a couple of rain or snow showers. And then on Saturday, there could be some snow showers or even a period of light snow. What we're looking at is a weather pattern that's becoming more active. We've had a number of these weak disturbances push in from the west. What's happening to our east is the storms are really blossoming out over the ocean. Up to this point, the storms have been far enough out to sea to not impact our area. However, it's certainly worth watching. If the weather pattern does shift a little bit, then one of these storms could clip the region. Some of the models on Saturday do indicate that we will at least see fringe impacts from one of the ocean storms, and that could bring us a little bit of light snow, though the trends in the modeling are indicating the storm may be far out to sea and it will not impact our area, but it's certainly something worth monitoring as we work through the next few days. And as we work through the weekend, the general trend will be a cooler temperature regime settling into the northeast as temperatures go back below seasonable levels. However, I don't see any frigid Arctic cold coming like we experienced about 10 days ago. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain or snow showers tonight, low 18 to 26, and tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun, chance of mountain snow showers, high 30 to 36. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers tonight, low 18 to 26, and tomorrow a mix of clouds and sun, high 30 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a rain or snow shower tonight, low 26 to 32, and tomorrow a blend of clouds and sun, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers tonight, low in the mid to upper 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Friday, variably cloudy, with a chance of a passing rain or snow shower, high in the 30s to around 40, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of light snow or snow showers, highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.